Muchas gracias de todo corazón. ¡Que viva México! ¡Viva México! ¡Viva México!
In a resounding victory, leftist candidate and former mayor of Mexico City, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, won Sunday's presidential elections in Mexico. For years, López Obrador had been calling for an end to the corruption that permeates Mexican politics and has been a champion for the poor and Mexico's indigenous communities. This was his third bid for the Mexican presidency.
Estoy convencido.
I am convinced that the most efficient and humane way to confront violence and insecurity necessitates the fight against inequality and poverty. Peace and tranquility are the fruits of justice.
But López Obrador will take the helm as the country experiences unparalleled levels of violence. During this election cycle alone, 138 politicians and candidates were murdered. Here to talk to us today about the elections is Andalusia Knoll, a freelance journalist based in Mexico City.
This is a historic moment. It's the first time in over 80 years that there is a leftist president in Mexico that doesn't represent the PRI party or the PAN party. This is the third time that he has run for the presidency. Many of his supporters do believe that he actually won the presidency in 2006 and that it was fraud, that Felipe Calderón in power, and then he ran once again in 2012, as Mexican elections are only every 6 years, and then in 2018. And his win this time is historic. He has over a 30% lead over Ricardo Anaya of the PAN party. And it is also not just the presidency, but it is looking like this new leftist and center leftist party has taken control in Mexico. It is a historic moment.
And let's talk a little bit about why now. I mean, you just mentioned that López Obrador had run. This is the third time he's run. So what was it about this moment that led to his not just win, but the majority win, as you mentioned?
Yes, Mexico is living a very, very severe crisis. Homicide rate is the highest that it's ever been. Over 100,000 people were murdered just last year. There's a security crisis. There's an economic crisis. And people are just fed up. And repeatedly, when I spoke to voters about who they were voting for and why they were voting for López Obrador, they mentioned two words over and over: change and hope. And then also many of them just talked about the PRI party, which is the ruling party now, and said that they really just can't take more. The Peña Nieto administration has been marked by two scandals, one being the disappearance of 43 students in the state of Guerrero from the school of Ayotzinapa, that to the date, it is unknown what happened to these students once they were kidnapped by Mexican police. And there's also the White House scandal, where the president was linked to a multi-million dollar home that is in the possession of his wife and his family. So both these two scandals, I think, have pushed people over the top of no longer believing in the PRI, which has ruled in Mexico for so long, and believing in the possibility of change. And they see that López Obrador represents that change.
And let's also talk a little bit about this win. There are lots of folks who are saying, commentators who've been saying, that López Obrador is the answer to Donald Trump, or is Mexico's response to Donald Trump. I'd love for you to sort of break that down for us, because on the one hand, is that essentially what the movement was in Mexico in sort of looking at this and selecting this leader? On the other hand, how much of a referendum is it really on Donald Trump?
Yesterday, when I went to the voting polls and I asked people, I will tell you that not one single person mentioned Trump. This election is not about Donald Trump. It is about what I just mentioned, the corruption and the violence in Mexico. Every candidate is against Donald Trump in Mexico. But I think just what, for me, I mean, I've been living in Mexico now for 7 years. So for me, it is a hopeful moment, specifically regarding security strategy, because in Mexico, for the past 12 years, we've had the quote-unquote war on drugs, which has not just been a war on drugs. It's been a war on the general population.
But that's what I want to ask you about, yeah, Andalusia, right? Because I feel like there's one thing for, you know, for us to talk about López Obrador's future, but also he's walking into a situation, as you mentioned earlier in the segment, where the violence in the country is at a very high rate. And it's not just drug cartels. It's also violence against political candidates, violence against journalists, How did López Obrador remain unscathed himself? And what are his plans to curb this violence against not just Mexican citizens, but political candidates and also journalists?
Right. I mean, yesterday I saw many people that did not feel represented by one of the candidates. They are paper ballots and they were writing in messages. So I saw that one journalist actually wrote that he is not voting for any presidential candidate because they have all remained silent on the issue of assassinations of journalists. So I think that's just one issue. And as I mentioned, there's a security crisis affecting many other sectors of the population. Over 100 people that were either in office, running for office, or supporters of political parties were murdered in these elections since they started last November. So it is a very frightening situation. And yes, López Obrador cannot, even if he had the most innovative strategy coming into the mess that Mexico is right now, he obviously will not be able to just change it overnight. He has focused a lot on the corruption, and it is true that a lot of the violence in Mexico is related to corruption. So he is willing to cooperate with UN mechanisms and other international mechanisms to combat the corruption and focus on that, both in the debates, and he has not given many interviews about it. I have not seen a very clear plan to combat the corruption, but he has said that he will focus on it and has also talked about having an amnesty for people that are at the bottom of the drug trafficking production line. And that means the farmers who grow poppies, which are then exported for opiate and heroin production. But he still has yet to put forth more developed platform about security and also what he will do regarding corruption. But one thing is that he has said that he will not pursue the military strategy of those who came before him, which is Felipe Calderón and Peña Nieto, who have tried to combat Mexico's security issues by putting more soldiers on the street, which has been documented, has not led to increased security, instead has led to increased human rights violations, more murders, disappearances, and has done anything but make the Mexican population safer.
Andaluza Noll is a freelance journalist based in Mexico City. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.